Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection, the final one for 2023. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and members reflect you.
As always, I like to applaud you for taking the time out on your busy Sundays to join in community as we consciously come together to deepen in our communication, our communion, our collectedness with the sacred, with the holy of holies, God in us as us. And as we get ready to say goodbye to the end of 2023, for some, they'll be glad to see the back of it. For others, it's been an incredible year. For others, one of learning, stretching, experiencing. And whatever the year has brought forth for me, for you, and perhaps from you. As always, I believe at the end of the year, especially, to do one's gratitude list and letting go list. As I was preparing mine from last yesterday, I looked back, going back to 2018, and always in my gratitude list, I include what I've been grateful for in the year and what I wish to be grateful for coming in the new year. And as I read them over to see what things that I was gratitude in expectation and anticipation, what had manifested, what hadn't, and if so, what was my part to play in it? Did I lose focus? Did I lose interest? Was I not committed enough? Because it all comes back down to me or you as the individual. But also grateful to see the things that I was anticipating actually happening and have happened. And so, my beloveds, as we prepare for the closing out of this year, the necessary ending that is occurring, my invitation to you this morning is to take time before this year closes out to reflect on A, what you've been grateful for, what you want to be grateful for, and what you need to let go of. As I started writing in my letting go list, venting all the things that had caused me the distress throughout this year. And this has been an interesting journey for me because, as you may be aware, since the beginning of November, I have been journeying back to hold this back to the sense of my perfect expression in the divine. And I never, ever, ever, ever think, why me? But always I'm looking to see what are the lessons. What is it I'm not getting? And there certainly has been a time as I have withdrawn from seeing people and doing things of a deep reflection of what I needed to let go of. We forget how intricate and interlaced everything is. What is it going on in our physical or expressing in our physical is also a manifestation of what we are holding on to and perhaps need to let go of from our emotional, mental, and spiritual realm. These are separate expressions of our being. They are all interconnected. And we overlook and we forget. And so the universe gave me an opportune time these past 2 months to see the emotional connection to the physical manifestation that I was experiencing. And to do the necessary inner work, the spiritual work, to release and let go. Until you heal and let go of those things emotionally and mentally that have you trapped, no matter how right or righteous you might think you are, it will impact your physical expression, your sense of well-being, and how you're supposed to show up. And so as distressing and painful and all the adjectives you can think of that it has been these past few months, I'm grateful for the opportunity to have finally surrendered and let go of those things, those feelings, those thoughts, those emotions that do not serve me. And closing out this year, each and every one of us needs to ensure that we have truly put an end to those ways of being that rob us of our peace. I believe that peace ultimately is that which we all want to experience. And so let us end the need to be right in any kind of arguments or discussions that robs us of our peace. Let us give up judging people and circumstances and conditions. I was speaking with my friend in Costa Rica, and she shared how she recognized that the judgments, the criticisms, everything that she'd allowed, looking at what was happening in the world, judging who was right, who was wrong, or her government, or whatever it was. But in doing so, she was separating herself from God, which is love. And what she needed to do was practice being more love. And in doing so, she found herself more at peace. As she was sharing this with me, it made me remember the poem from Thich Nhat Hanh, which I've shared previously, Call Me By My True Names, where he recognizes and embraces that we have all got some good and some bad within each and every one of us. So perhaps it's time to put an end to critiquing and condemning, be it our government, be it people, be it colleagues at work, be it family members. And however you can conceive of expressing more love. And as I shared with her, that love is such a word that, yes, we think and associate it with family and friends, but it's very hard to utilize it and use it when you're thinking about the government or its policies or people that you had no connection to or with. So as always, the ministry is called Love is Kindness for me. It comes back just trying to hold kind thoughts, kind words, kind beliefs for people, governments, things, whatever it is. It's time to end this year with lapsing back into old patterns and old behaviors and old ways of being. Our teacher Yeshua was very clear when he said you cannot attach new wine and put it in old wine skins or put a new patch on an old garment. If we are truly following the Jesus path, truly embodying and embracing his teachings, then the old ways of being, the old patterns of behavior, the ways of expressing that no longer serve us, they need to end. Our egoic nature resists anything that is new and likes the familiar, even though it is unhealthy and unhelpful. This year we need to stop seeing as it comes to the end. We need to stop thinking of ourselves as separate from God when things aren't going our way. When we are not getting what we want and we forget that the presence of God is right with us, right where we are. We need to see ourselves as one with and stop allowing ourselves to forget that we are expressions of the divine and harbor within our hearts unworthy thoughts of or beliefs about ourselves. As this year comes to an end, we need to step into the new, knowing that we are enough, not needing any outer validation, not needing anyone else's opinion to justify our existence, but knowing that as children of the Most High God, we are joint heirs with the Christ. We are here to experience and express the divine light, love, peace, joy, health, happiness, and abundance, and all the good that God has bestowed for each and every one of us. I loved the quote I sent out yesterday from Hal Borland, who says, "Year's end is neither an end nor a beginning, but a going on with all the wisdom that experience can instill in us." Let us move forward into 2024. Having learned some of the lessons that were painfully received and taught, let us move into 2024 with a belief that whatever it is we are wanting for ourselves, as our teacher said, with God all things are possible. I want to share two other quotes that I love. Ron Penvey said, "Life is a circular process. Endings open the way for new beginnings, and letting go of elements of a former life precedes growth into a new identity and a new aliveness." What is the identity and the new aliveness that you are claiming for yourself, that you are going to create and express and experience in the year to come? But we can only do it as we let go of all of the low vibrations, ways of being that no longer serves us. MJ Ryan says, "True generosity follows the patterns of nature. The seed lets go of its identity in order for the tree to sprout. The caterpillar lets go of its old form in order to become a butterfly. For the new to emerge, the old generously lets go of the old form and identity. It doesn't cling to itself, but graciously gives way." A perfect reminder that in order to enter into the new, a new way of being, a new consciousness, we have to release and let go of the former. My sacred text for this morning, my first is from Confucius, who says, "By three methods we may learn wisdom. First, by reflection, which is noblest. Second, by imitation, which is easiest. And third, by experience, which is the bitterest." learn from your experiences in this year that has come to an end, as challenging as it may be, so that in 2024, you're already on the stepping stone to being experienced in expressing that who you truly are. My second sacred text is from Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? And finally, from Luke 9:62, Jesus replied, no one puts the hand to the plow and looks back, is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. You see, our sacred text speaks to the fact that we have to move forward and stop looking backward. Our closing song today, which is one of my favorites again, he speaks of not looking in the rearview mirror, but moving on to see what God has for him. So I'm sure you've all been decluttering in readiness. I know I have. I still have some to do. But it's a great way of preparing and clearing out the old energies, the old vibrations. Nothing enhances the vibration of a space as when you have cleared and dusted and cleaned and reorganized it. And don't let this year end without clearing up any confusion or misunderstanding that you may have with someone. Time is precious. And again, if we are surrendering the need to be right, then make peace with someone or something. And if you have outstanding, something that's been going around in your head and you've had held on your heart, have those difficult conversations. Stop procrastinating about doing the things that you know you're meant to do and supposed to do, so you can close out this year end satisfactorily. Excuse me. My poem today is from Shirley Shaw, entitled The End of Another Year. As time starts to wind down, we are both vastly approaching the end of another year. This one passed by so swiftly, leaving behind only memories. As the old year closes in, we should take some time to reflect on the past year gone by. Are there things we would like to change or to do differently the new upcoming year? We can all use some reminders of what the past was like. Hopefully, the ending of the old year will bring with it a new one, filled with even much more joy than before. Let us reflect on this past year and try to make this upcoming new one even more special and precious than the old one. Always keep God in our lives, as he is our source of life. So hopefully the ending of this old year will become an even better one, filled with solace and no more pain or tears. However, don't forget the ending of this past year, for it holds with it many good memories. My story, and again I failed to list who it's by. She says, the house I grew up in is up for sale right now. My dad has been dead for almost 22 years, and my mom passed away 5 months ago. Our old house has been cleaned out so thoroughly that it looks very much like it did when it was new, and we moved into it over 50 years ago. As I studied the realtor's photos of each room of our old home, I tried to visualize my family and me in each one. I pictured my father, my mother, and my three sisters, even my paternal grandmother, laughing, sharing, even crying within the walls of that house. And waves of sorrow swept over me as I began to feel symptoms in the pit of my stomach. I sensed the Holy Spirit telling me to stop, but I kept dwelling on the past, even though it was causing me pain, not caring about the consequences. The next day, I woke up feeling sick all over. I sought the Lord for his wisdom, already knowing in my heart what the cause of my illness was. Just as I suspected those moments I spent dwelling in my family history the night before, soaking in the grief and the feelings of loss, had impacted my physical body and my health. God gave me clear confirmation in the matter, allowing me to suffer the natural consequences of my actions, so that I would be much more careful in the future about dwelling on the past in ways that could do me harm. I think this story illustrates how we can deliberately sabotage ourselves from connecting with our peace by harping on the past, how things used to be and how we wish they were. As I shared at the beginning of the outset, our physical manifestations of whatever we are experiencing has some connection to our emotional attachments to certain emotions and things and ways of being. And the author of this story proved and shared exactly the same thing. My science of mind reading is entitled Living Intentionally. The first quote comes from Wayne Dyer. Our intention creates our reality. The second quote from Ernest Holmes says, what we concentrate on then is attention. This is done through intention and the willingness to hold thought centered until the form appears. The author writes, the days between Christmas and New Year's Day are particularly important for me, as I have an annual ritual of planning my direction for the upcoming year. I do this in several stages. I'm not so naive to think that every plan we make comes to a full expressed conclusion. But what I do know is that if we do not plan and prepare our way, all we're likely doing is moving towards disappointment and regret. Let's not spend time wishing or wanting things to happen, but instead, let's put together a plan for success. The elements of my process include identifying my purpose, values, and outcomes. I love the word outcome. To me, it's a better description of what we're creating than the word goal. Goals that are never achieved are often interpreted as failure, but you'll always get an outcome, even if it's not the one you were expecting. By developing my purpose, core values, and specific outcomes, I can take charge of my life and move forward with confidence, so I can do the things that ought to be done by me. You can do this also. I loved his use of the word outcome and the recognition that we always get an outcome, whether it's what we want or something else. And certainly it's that idea which is behind my gratitude list of my forthcoming attractions. As you've been with me many years, you know that I don't set goals or New Year's resolutions. It's setting yourself up to fail and then become disappointed and disheartened, and then you allow yourself to slip into a sense of apathy and can't be bothered. So nothing gets achieved. But just as you go to the cinema and you see the forthcoming attractions of what's coming in the next few months, and you start to get excited in anticipation, this is what the gratitude list of your forthcoming attractions is about. creating that which you want to experience, or as the author says, the outcomes you would like. And always, we have been on this journey long enough now to know that whilst we maintain an expectation of what it is, always surrendering to divine order and not being attached to the time frame or how or if or when. So my beloved, as this old year comes to an end, and we're anticipating and ready for the new year, let us go within for our reflective meditation, opening our hearts to these words that nurture and nourish, to the belief, acceptance, and alignment that with God all things are possible. So let us bring our attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As we take the next 3 deep breaths in, let us be cognizant and conscious. We are breathing in the breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and take in the breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Inhale. Gently, slowly, breathe. 3rd and final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. This morning's reflective meditation is from Reverend Dr. Guy Williams. Affirm, everything is holy now. I open myself to this time and place, made holy by my contemplation. I open my heart, my mind, and my very being to be present to the vast and amazing cosmic story, which is still being told. A conclusion that is not yet known, but continues to reveal itself in all of its creation. I contemplate this living presence, and I view this vast arc of goodness, truth, and beauty that my eyes behold. My very being is filled with the wonder and awe of its glory. I am aware of that life, of that mind, which was in the mind of Jesus Christ. I am aware that life is my life and my mind now. From this place, I speak my word. The word that I speak is peace. The peace that heals, restores, and reconciles my life to all life. The peace that diffuses any perception of illusion, of separation from myself or anyone or anything. I allow myself to be grounded in the experience of this peace, this beauty, this goodness that avails itself to each of us now. I am aware that we are all a center of divine consciousness in this vast whole. I know that each of us is family to our home, our mother, the earth. I know this presence was there at the beginning of all things. It is the presence that sustains all things. It is the presence that makes all things new. It is the Christ consciousness that incarnates in all creation. This presence, the Christ consciousness, calls forth in each of us that which is good and noble. It is this presence that invites each of us to co-create a world that is just, equitable, and sustainable of all life. A world that works for all creation. And so even now, as light gives way to darkness, I know that once again light is born from darkness. And so I'm filled with gratefulness for the light that gives us warmth, that guides us and renews us. Naming it good, I call it forth by saying, may it be so. And so it is. My loves, take a deep breath in as we allow those beautiful words from Reverend Dr. Guy Williams to resonate within our being. And as we enter into our circle of prayer, thinking hearts and minds across the airwaves, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. You know that God's the spirit, the energy, the feel, the existence, the intelligence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. His center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. So Mother, Father, God, as we come consciously into communion with you this morning, in readiness to release and let go of this year, to release and let go and end those things that no longer serve us, the condemnations, the criticisms, the judgments, the feelings of inferior or superior, the rehashing, replaying of experiences or situations in our heads, holding on to regrets in our hearts or disappointments, whatever it may be that emotionally, mentally, spiritually is not in alignment with that which you would have us vibrate at, let us release it now and leave it in the old year so that we may step into the new year as new creations, doing a new thing with you, Lord. It is time to leave the past in the past, to learn and embrace all that it brought us in readiness for the new way of being, the new way of speaking, thinking, experiencing, and expressing as sons and daughters, children of the Most High God. We know that we were created in love, by love, and our teacher said that we were to love you with all our heart, mind, and spirit, and our neighbor as ourselves. However love might look to each and every one of us individually, collectively, let us do our part in this new year to be more loving, more kind, more accepting, more appreciative, more generous, more understanding, more willing, more peace-filled. As we come to the close of this year, so much that has happened in our world and continues to happen. With this new way of understanding, we take a moment to hold our world in love and light, in recognition of oneness, acceptance, equity, justice, fairness, peace. For all people, for all nations, for all governments, for all sentient beings. As I speak this word for each and every one individually here on this phone and for those listening later, and for the collective consciousness of humanity, let the light of Christ dissolve any negativity, any negative feelings, any negative ways of being, so that your spirit may flow unceasingly, unstintingly through us into expression, out into the world. We are each here to release the divine in every situation, in every condition, in every way of being. Cleanse and purify us now as we close out this year, that we truly may enter into the new year, manifesting your spirit like never before. Divine beloved Mother, Father, God, for anything that my words have been inadequate to convey or purvey or to ask for, you who are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than I can ask or think, I know will not fail to bless each and every one of us. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movements prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm aloud, I open myself to life around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart, affirm, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms down, open facing outwards and affirm, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrist, and affirm, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me our signs of mind affirmation. I am the captain of my ship.
I am the captain of my ship.
The master of my life.
The master of my life.
I confidently bring forth. Experiences and expressions.
That are joyous and uplifting.
I'll put its reflections, if anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed,
I freely forgive them as I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without. Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. I am human in expression. Divine in creation. And limitless in potentiality. So our rumination for this last Rumi for the year, Rumi says, the end is another beginning. So my beloved, as we come to the close of our Sunday Soul Connection for 2023, my benediction for you. May God's joy be in your hearts and God's love surround your living. Each day and night, wherever you roam, may you know God's presence in growing and learning, in joy and sorrow, in friendship, in solitude, in beginnings and endings. May God keep you and bless you all the days of your life. May the blessing of God, the beginning, the end, the everlasting, be with you as you enter into this new year and remain with you always. So my closing song for you, as I promised, is Jonathan McReynolds and Marley Music, entitled Moving On. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I'm going on.
Beloveds, I wish you a very, very happy, happy new year. I look forward to joining you again for next Sunday for our first Sunday Soul Connection for 2024. Peace and blessings.